Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin. And I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. And I'd love to help you. You know, the voice is the most powerful tool you have. If you know how to use it, you know I'm always saying that. And I want you to remember to jump down in the show notes and sign up for my 5-day voice on video live stream and webinar challenge. I'm really rolling out some cool voice technique for you. You can use it anywhere. You can use it in presentations. You can use it on video, but I'd love to get a chance to work with you. It's free. I'm not sure when I'll do it again, maybe later at the end of the summer, but make sure you click that link in the show notes and sign up. Now, what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, I've been on a tangent. You know, I've been on this words tangent, and you know, I get on these tangents. They're not really tangents, but I pick my material based on what I continually see in front of me. And it's funny, you know, I'll get a week where I just keep seeing the same stuff. Clients or people reaching out to me and the same stuff. And so recently, I've really been talking a lot about the words and giving all the power to the words and relying on the words, and nothing's happening in the voice. And that's so important. Everywhere I go, everybody I talk to, everybody that shows up to work with me, that's one of their biggest issues, is they are relying on the words and they're not bringing those words to life with their voice, which is how you touch our emotions with the voice. And then, you know, of course, that leads to what are the sounds that you're making? What are they making me feel? What are they making me feel? Are you making me feel like you have no passion? Are you making me feel like you're not very smart? Are you making me feel like you're aggressive and won't listen to me? All of the ways that you use your voice make me feel something. And really, you know, we don't want people feeling like we have no passion when we have passion, or feeling like we're not going to listen when we're great listeners. And that is the power of the voice. And that is, as you know, my mission is to help everybody understand why this is just as important as your business coach, just as important as your copywriter, just as important as whatever, whatever the voice is. The tool, it has a job to do. And that's really what I'm talking about today. The voice has a job to do. And I've got a lot of checklists for you. I want to know if your voice is doing its job. Is your voice doing its job? Because the voice is the tool that has the job, not the words, to build trust, to make people believe you, to inspire people to action, to compel people, to connect with people on an emotional level. Does your voice do that? That is what your voice, that's the job of your voice. And that is exactly what happens. In the first 30 seconds we hear your voice, we're making all these decisions about you. You've heard me talk about that. What kind of car do they drive? What do they like dogs? Do they live in the city? Do they live in the suburb? Where did they go to school? Do I trust them? That was number one on my list, build trust. Am I going to work with them? And you know, literally, we're deciding that in seconds. You've heard me talk about it. And you know, granted, I'm pretty tough on a voice. But you've heard me tell stories. I'll go to listen to a webinar or jump on a show or whatever. And within 10 seconds, I am out because I can't connect to, hey, I'm can't. And neither can other people. You know, we all have aversions. Some people are loud averse. Some people are high pitch averse. Some people are pause averse. You've got to roll in all of the elements so that you push no one away. Whether they work with you or not, don't you want to have that opportunity for them to consider working with you? Sure you do. But if in that first 30 seconds, and your voice has to work fast, if in that first 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds, your voice isn't doing its job, which is building trust, making people believe you, inspiring and compelling people into action, connecting with people on an emotional level, creating unpredictability, taking me on a voice journey, I'm out. And, you know, in the live stream course that I have, and I'm even actually going to do this in the challenge because it's such a powerful exercise. You don't have 3 minutes to get in your zone. You just don't. On your podcast, on your interview, on your presentations, you don't have 3 minutes. You've got 30 seconds. So what are you coming out of the gate with? Is your voice showing up, clocking in, on time, hit and go from the first word or not? And this is what you have to look at. I never say that you can't be good, you can't be successful if you don't work on your voice. That's not true. I think that it becomes the difference between good and great. I know heaps of successful people, heaps of successful actors that are, you know, they're really good. But when they need to bump up to the next level, you know what they always go to? Their voice, right? Because they know it's the difference. It's the difference in good and great, the person who can do all of the things on that list with the voice and not rely on the words. And, you know, I just did that episode on words. We rely on those words. We're up in our head. When you are up in your head, relying on the words, getting the words out perfectly, focusing on controlling the words, you cannot bring them to life. You are disconnected from your voice. Your voice cannot work unless you are in your body. And if you're up in your head, orchestrating and thinking and tossing about, you're going to deliver a whole lot of you're going to deliver a whole lot of pauses, you're going to deliver a whole lot of monotone. You know what I'm talking about. So today we're going to talk about how exciting everything is in the world of fish. I love fishing. Fishing is really cool. And today on the podcast or in the video or on the live stream or in the presentation, I'm going to teach you why fishing is so key to your success and survival. How's that voice journey? You liking it? No, you're not, because it's not making you feel anything. And that's what the voice's job is, to make me feel the trust, feel the belief, feel the inspiration, feel the passion. We can take this even a step further, and I may do a whole separate episode on this, talking about reliving versus retelling. And this is storytelling. I should never make you relive my experience, my trauma, my misery, my joy, my happiness. That's not the goal. The goal is for me to retell it in such a way, using my voice, that I touch your senses and affect your emotions and bring up your story. You can never live my story. You didn't live it. It's mine. But you have a story of your own. And that's what the voice has the job to do, is I've got to tell my story in such a way that when I talk about that narcissistic mother, or when I talk about the pain of the Thanksgiving dinner conversations about what a waste of human flesh I was for my entire life, that I'm not dragging you through my story. I'm tapping into some experience of yours that's triggered by your senses that makes you go, oh man, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the time that I went on vacation with my brother. And you know, me and my brother got along, whatever. Okay, I'm not going to make up some story. But then you tap into your own story. My voice and what I did with it made you tap into your story. And that is how we connected. I make the trust through my voice choices. I create the connection through my voice choices, not let me tell you a story. Here's my words, 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 words. You'll never, ever, ever get them to connect to the words. You have to take them on the voice journey. The voice is what controls connection and controls the conversation. Now get this. This is really cool. This is really cool. This is worth the listen right here. I hope you haven't clicked off yet or you missed it. We try, you know, and I love my clients, don't get me wrong, and this is no criticism, but what I see in clients, what I see in people in workshops, what I see in people that are struggling many, many, many times with their voice, come on, let's get real. It's what I see in a lot of people in the world. A lot of control, a lot of perfection, I have a lot of analytical people, very, very smart, you know, very highly, it's organized in their minds, dealing in big concepts. What I find with everyone, regardless of whether they're a perfectionist or analytical or controlling, is that when we rely on the words, what we're actually doing, you ready? We're controlling the outcome. I need this gig. I need this deal. I need you to like me. I need you to follow me. I need you to watch to the end of my live stream. I need you to download. I need you to subscribe. I need you to tell 5 people how freaking awesome I am. That's my outcome. And I'm going to control it. And I'm going to control it with the most awesome sauce words ever written because I paid big money for them. Guess what? I can already tell you the outcome if you don't make me feel anything. Nothing. You see why I go crazy sometimes when I see people, you know, they spend money on the businesses and coach this and succeed, you know, what about your voice? Because if you're relying on all those powerful words, you're controlling the outcome. And what your voice will give you the ability to do is to control how we feel about you. Connection. You compel me. You excite me. I dig your passion. Oh my gosh. What was the outcome anyway? Oh, whatever. I don't know. Here's my Visa number. Yeah. Whatever. What's your biggest package? Give it to me. Give me 2 of them. Right? But if I don't feel anything and I hear words, my words back in that outcome will be, I'll think about it. I'll let you know. I hear this day in and day out. And it's simply using voice techniques. I love it when I have corporate clients or even entrepreneurs and they say, yeah, you know, I didn't trust you on that pause. And when I went in for that deal, I put it on the table and I sat through that pause and it seemed like 437 minutes, but I sat there and you were right, Tracy, in that pause, we connected because my audience knew I cared enough about them to let them think. And when we rely on those words, we just hammer, 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 trying to control the outcome. If I say it right, if I get it right, if I use these right words, but I got to say it right, I got to say it perfect, I got to keep shoving out words. I did an episode on bottom line it. I'm not sure if, I think it's out now. Bottom lining it is the same thing. I'm going to say it this way. I'm going to say it that way. I'm going to say it a different way. You're saying the same message. You're just saying it a different way. You're shoving the words at me, trying to make the words create the outcome. They'll never create the outcome that you want. Well, I'm not going to say never. You never say never. But what gives you the outcome that you want is creating the connection and controlling the conversation and how people feel about you. If you constantly go to loud and use that as your only voice element, how do you think people are going to feel about dealing with you and working with you? Eventually, they're probably going to get tired of it and move on. And that's the power of the voice. That is the power of the voice. Sounds create the problems. Sounds just create problems because they're vocal masks. We talked about this in the sounds episode. That was a really fun episode. I enjoyed doing that. If I'm too quiet, you think there's no passion. You know, if I'm too loud, you're going to think I'm aggressive. We're looking to have melody, pace. What is your pace? What is your core pace? What are your shades of pace? Core volume. What are your shades of volume? Elongation. Those five elements. And what words are you stressing? That is how you control how I feel about something. And I'm going to give you an example. If you're in customer service, whatever you're in, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be customer service. And you say, I understand how you feel. And you say, maybe you say it monotone. I understand how you feel. I have no clue. You do not. I have no clue how you feel about you. No, time out. Simply by adding the tool, adding a little stress, adding a little emphasis on what is important, which is understand. I understand how you feel. I understand how you feel. Everything changes. Now you've tapped into my feelings. Now you've tapped into my feelings because you added a stress. You showed me what was important. What was important in this scenario is that you care. You get it. You care. Boom. Connection. I get you. I'm not over here swimming around, dancing around, trying to figure out how you feel. I know where you stand. I know where you stand. How do you feel? You get it. You get that I'm upset. You understand. You're going to take action. But if you're in monotone land, I understand how you feel. We're going to take care of this. I don't know how you feel. And so the outcome is I'm going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until I know how you feel. Go ahead and let me know how you feel. Go ahead and let me know. But yet we're guarded. We hold on. We don't let our voice out. We focus on the words. Focusing on the words is a great way to not let your voice out, to keep things down, in control, safe, not vulnerable. But it is within the elements of volume shifts, stress, pitch shifts, melody, speed shifts, elongation that you make me feel. So the danger in monotone is that it is all about the words and it makes me indifferent. It makes you sound indifferent. Therefore, it makes me feel indifferent. And I'm going to keep pushing until I get a feeling that I can connect with or I'm going to go somewhere else. So there's a big danger in monotone. And monotone, you know, people come to me, they'll call it flatlining. They'll call it boring. They'll say not captivating. Some people will say monotone. It's all of that. But what it is it's working inside a voice box that gives me no indication on any level how you feel, no indication of any semblance of a voice journey, no indication, no unpredictability, which is what you have to captivate me. Monotone makes us feel nothing. So the voice is not doing its job. If when you speak, the audience feels nothing, or you're not getting the results you want, maybe they do feel something, but they're not taking action. You're just not really compelling them. then your voice is not doing its job. And it's time to take a look at it, right? Because every voice has the ability to build trust, to make people believe in you, to inspire, to compel, to connect on an emotional level, to take me on a voice journey. Every voice, every single voice. But the problem is the dings in life and the psychology of the voice put layer after layer after layer after layer after layer after layer of masks that are now locked into your muscle memory. And I don't care how smart you are and how hard you try, you cannot, what was it we used to say in the South? Can't get blood from a turnip. You can't deliver the voice that you want, tapping into the old muscle memory. You've got to lay in a new layer so that the voice can do its job, so that you can have melody, so that you can have pace shifts and volume shifts and know when to stress and regulate your beautiful orchestra like the conductor you are. So take a look at those checklists. Listen, you know, take a look, go back and listen if you need to. See what it says, checklist. Am I doing that? Am I captivating people? Am I compelling people? Am I touching them on an emotional level? What are these elements am I missing? What am I using? Because at the end of the day, we're going to give our money to someone who is passionate, who we can connect with, who sounds confident. All of that, that's our choice. Given choice A does not do that vocally. Choice B does do that vocally. Guess what we're going with? We're going with B. We're going with B. Because that's a whole lot more fun and exciting, and we can connect to it and we can relate to it, and it takes us on an emotional journey. The other is just words. All right, so let's take a look at what on those lists, what are you doing? Where can you give me a check mark and where can you not? And let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Also, don't forget, you know, if you've got questions, send them in. I do get questions and I love doing episodes on answering those questions. In fact, I've got some coming up. So don't hesitate to reach out. And that's it for today. Don't forget to sign up for the challenge and see what's going on over at the website. Lots of cool, good stuff going on. Thank you for listening. I value you so much. I'm so grateful for you, for sharing the podcast and subscribing and downloading it and telling all your friends, because the voice really is the most powerful tool if you know how to use it. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.